Good morning. My name is Dr. Ashok Nag. I'm an assistant professor in Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee University. Today, I'm very happy that I'll be talking to you about virus, and that too, coronavirus. It's very interesting to understand where we live. You'll say we live in Ranchi, we live in Shimla, we live in England, we live in America. But the thing is, we live in a planet named Earth. And why we live in this planet Earth? Because we have suitable conditions to live here. We have oxygen, we have carbon dioxide, we have nitrogen. We have nitrogen 78%, oxygen 21%. We have carbon dioxide 0.001%, and we have other gases 1%. So it is always interesting to know if the ratio of carbon dioxide and oxygen is maintained, we tend to say that we are living in a healthy planet, healthy place. And that is done, that ratio is maintained by the plants. Now, another interesting thing, in this planet Earth, there are two types of thing living here. Two types of things are there. One is living, other one is non-living. Right from the beginning, from class 2, 3, we are taught, what do you understand by living system, what is living and what is non-living. Basically, it is always interesting to know the definition of a living system. We might say the living system has a cellular body, it can reproduce, it has growth. My dear, it is the characteristic features of living. It is not the definition of a living system. So the latest definition of a living system in 2020 is anything that can utilize matter and energy autocatalytically. It means autocatalytically means on its own. If a living system can utilize matter and energy on its own, it is considered as living. That means I had bread, butter and milk in breakfast. Then we digested it. And the digestion process was on its own. It was autocatalytically. It was automatic. We didn't press a button to start our digestion. So if a pen has the power and capacity to utilize matter and energy on its own, it will be considered as a living system. There are two types of living system, plants, animals. Nowadays, we are talking about microorganism. What are microorganisms? The organism that cannot be seen by naked eyes. It exists in nature, but we can't see by our eyes. It is known as microorganism. We require microscopes to see these microorganisms. We need specialized microscopes to see the vastness of this microorganism. My dear, I must tell you, in your hands, there are many pores are there. And in this pore, in one hand, you have more than 2 lakh microorganisms, my dear. These microorganisms are, it can be bacteria, it can be fungi, it can be viruses. Now, talking about virus. Virus is intermediate. It is neither living, it is not, nor non-living. It is intermediate between living and non-living. Why? Because it requires a living host. to become living. Otherwise, it is non-living. As soon as you engulf it, as soon as it goes inside your body, it germinates, it starts reproducing itself. Reproduction occurs, and it reproduces itself in multiplications. So, talking about coronavirus was earlier also, coronavirus was there. We all know that there are certain things, certain diseases, which are caused by viruses. Viruses are more deadly than bacteria. Bacteria, if you have any bacterial disease, you can have antibiotics, which will kill the bacteria. But if you have any viral disease, that means you are having AIDS, you are having polio, there is no disease, no medicine. What is the medicine then? It is the vaccination. If vaccine are being injected in your body and you have antibody against that particular virus, then only your body is going to fight with that particular virus. My dear, the common cold is also caused by virus. And that virus is similar, more or less similar to your coronavirus. Why we say ki in hot temperature the coronavirus won't occur? Because in hot temperature we won't get cold and sneeze. That is the reason. Coronavirus was also earlier there, but now it is having it has mutated. Altogether new design has come. It has evolved, I mean to say. It has evolved and it is now very dangerous. Why? Because it affects the immune system. How it spreads? It spreads through touching. If one person, it is similar to cold and cough. How cold and cough is being passed on from one person to another. So, what we require? We require to wash our hands with hand wash, soap, whatever we have, with infrequent intervals, so that if in our pores, I have already mentioned that 2 lakh bacteria and viruses and fungi and whatnot microorganisms we have in our hands, if we are not washing it. So what we are doing, we are minimizing the germs. So if in our pores, through any solid, in a solid thing, if coronaviruses stick to it, it is passed on by person, then it is not transferred to us. It is simple as we have not washed our hand and we are having 2 lakh bacteria or viruses or fungi or any microorganism, and we are eating by our hand and we are engulfing that particular 2 lakh microorganism to our inner part of our body. And suppose you have any coronavirus or you have any other microorganism, it will start developing inside the body. And if your body immune system is not strong enough, you can even die, my brothers and sisters. So be safe, and you should teach others also how to be safe. Thank you.